Hello, and welcome to the Business as a Christian podcast. We understand that many Christian business owners, managers, and leaders have to balance the elements of their faith, the demands of their business. Simon struggled with this for years and has been led to share his stories and those of his guests with as many people as he can reach. We hope you enjoy the podcast. And now, here's your host, Simon Meadows.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of the Business as a Christian podcast in series two. And we're making great progress going through this series. Today, I'm joined by Paul Aragonas, and he has over a decade experience in ministry and coaching. He served as a missionary and a life coach for Crew, which is a campus ministry of university students. And he is very well traveled and currently has transitioned into marriage coaching, specializing in mixed couples, helping them ease stress and toxicity whilst fostering a more peaceful and intimate marriage. Welcome to today's podcast, Paul. It's great to have you here.
Hello, Simon. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here in your podcast.
So we were chatting a little bit before we started the recording. And of course, you mentioned in the bio that people will see in the notes below this that, you know, you're married to Stephanie. You've got two kids, which interestingly, you said were made in China and born there whilst your daughter's made in Germany. And you're in Berlin at the moment. So, yeah, different parts of the globe, certainly. And you're coming to London in July as well, which is exciting.
Yeah, exactly. I would say we are really an international family. Yeah. We've been living in China in the first part of our marriage from 2010 to 13, then in Philippines, and then now here in Berlin. Wow. So it's a good, colorful story, I would say, that brought us to being a marriage coach. And the stories that we have, experiences that we have seen in our lives is something that's a testament to the Lord's goodness and favor.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And we're looking forward to hearing some of that later on as well. So,
Definitely.
let's start off with thinking about most recently then. We won't go quite as far back as when you first got married, but thinking about the past week, is there anything good that you want to share that's happened to you in the past week?
I have two things that I'm really grateful for, and this is something I've never done before as well. So this is a really good question for me, because this week I was able to finish my ebook for the first time.
Well done.
This is the first time I'm making an ebook that I'm also giving to the audiences if they want to. And that is actually the culmination of my life story as well, where I integrated it with the foundation of the marriage system that we have to make it more peaceful and more intimate. And at the same time, it's also the second time I had a masterclass, but that is interesting because I work with a health coach together. The way we're doing right now is doing a collaboration in the podcast. I had a collaboration with a health coach teaching about marriage and health. And that was really an interesting situation for me and experience, because I even learned from that marriage coaching and health, because apparently some couples don't talk to their spouses about their health. And I've learned that as well. So these two major events in my life happened last week. And I'm very grateful because, you know, after I step out being as a marriage coach, I would never have been in this situation and all these experiences, like even meeting you, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I want to share something as well. I'm going to take your lead on this point. I'm going to share two things as well. So, you know, I've been undergoing some medical tests and some various things, and you know, I've been praying for healing. And you know, I won't bore anybody with the story of my hip replacement that I had a few years ago as part of God's healing, but God has done some amazing things in exposing issues that now can be dealt with. So, you know, a lot of my mother's family sadly have passed away when they were in their sort of 55, 56 band of age, and I'm 56 this year.
Oh, wow.
So I've been having some tests, and thankfully these tests have exposed a couple of things that are easily treated with medication. And I say that, and it is a blessing, it is a healing, because now, if I hadn't have actually been led to take these tests and asked the right questions and prayed about it, I certainly wouldn't have had the results. And now, you know, I've got the chance of treating the conditions that I have rather than dying of them in 5 years' time. So I'm very grateful for that and the wonderful, you know, medicines and people that are in medicine that, you know, God has given those skills to as well. The other one is a financial one. And, you know, I've lost a couple of clients this week, which, you know, has been a bit of a blow finance-wise. And today is my VAT. It's a tax day today. So I've had to do my tax return, my quarterly tax return, and submit it. And I looked at things and thought, you know, where am I going to find this money for this week? And, you know, as God always does, he delivered everything to within about, you know, I'm here in the UK, so I'm going to give it in pounds. But to within £5 of what I needed to pay the tax was exactly what I'd had one particular client pay that I'd put away 2 weeks ago to pay the tax.
That's amazing.
And I've been praying, you know, help me pay this tax bill. And there was the money, and it was, and the good thing is it was £5 to the good. So I've actually got £5 change, so I can go out and buy a beer this weekend. So God is good. Definitely.
Yeah. That's for the pint.
Yes, definitely. So thinking about the journey of faith that you've had and the distances that you've traveled and the ministry that you've been in, just give us a little bit of your journey that you'd like to share, both from the journey into faith and through your faith, or that blend of business as well, and perhaps how you've dealt with that. Because you were a missionary and a life coach for Crew. I mean, that's quite a combination, isn't it, as well?
It was indeed, because the real term that they use is volunteer staff, because they number one, they don't want to put that name to put off people, like you're a missionary, but you're technically essentially a missionary. But at least when they see that you're a life coach, people are drawn more into that, especially the non-Christians. Yeah. I became a volunteer staff for Crew, which was previously called CCC. So I think that's the name that's more famous, which is Campus Crusade for Christ. And we are reaching out to young people, to college students. This is way back in 2002, 2004, where we started reaching out to people and teaching them about life, teaching them about how to lead life like Jesus, and to share their faith to others, how to disciple people, how to win people for the lost, how to minister, how to go to outreach in the tribes. So I would say the whole time, all my life, the Lord has been there. He has always been very, very faithful in my life. And there's a lot of things to say about this question that you've given me. And as I am here where I am right now, one of the mentors told me that life is two things. It's about testing and blessing, and then after blessing you get testing again, and then you get blessing again. It's the wheel of life, where I would say that it's true. Every testing that you have gives you a next level of blessing, you know. I see myself, we're having issues in the past about money, and I couldn't go out of my country. I want to go out. I wanted to experience the world, and that was a hassle for me, and I've been tested so much just to get out. And then after that, the Lord blessed me, and I came to China, and that's where I met my wife, you know. And the next problem we have there is different, where in my story, and this is more of a confession, we started really wrong in our relationship. I got her pregnant before getting married, and that's a big problem for us in China even. So that's why my children were made in China, at least my twins. And so no family support there, no relatives, and we have very few friends. Yeah. And the system and the hospitals are different. So we had to trust the Lord. I have to trust the Lord. My wife wasn't a Christian back then.
Yeah.
So all of these things, I've seen the Lord have been very, 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 very merciful because of the sins that I've committed, very gracious. I have been favored beyond what I could even ask for. Even my wife, she's so beautiful. I've never thought I would have someone like her. I always say to her that she's an epitome of God's grace. I don't deserve someone like that, someone like her. And she gave that to me, and the Lord gave her to me. So, yeah, that's something that I would say is life is revolving about testing and blessing, but every testing brings you to another level of blessing.
Yeah, and I think, yeah. Thank you for sharing that and for being so honest with that as well. And I'm sure lots of people listening to this will be connecting with that as well. And the testing and the blessing, I love that. And you're right, and I love the way you did the hands because it is testing and blessing. And and it does feel that you're climbing a ladder, doesn't it? And sometimes you feel that you're going down a couple of runs on that ladder as well when you're being tested. But one of the things I find very, very difficult to explain to other people, when you are being tested, you do feel that even the testing itself is a blessing. And my wife, is not a Christian yet. I'll put that word in. God's got it in progress. But very often when things happen, she's saying, why do things always happen to us? And the world's always saying that, isn't it? Why do bad things always happen to me? And Jesus never said it was going to be easy. In fact, he said the opposite on many, many occasions. But how did you, when you were being tested, deal with that testing yourself? But how would you like to share with listeners? Would you explain that the testing is a blessing and it is something that gets us ready for something that God has got us, which is the next blessing?
Yeah. That's a really good question.
It's not an easy question. And if you could, because it's one I struggle with very often, because when you do get put on the spot, it's a hard one as a business owner, particularly to reconcile.
Testing is a blessing when you see yourself improving your character. Because you will never see who you really are in any success, in any happiness, when you're relaxed. You never feel that you will never see your cool character because you're just enjoying your time.
Yeah.
By the time that testing comes, that is where your real character comes out and how you would deal with all these challenges and how would you trust the Lord. And so for me, there were moments, for example, 2 years ago, we had a flat issue here in Berlin. The developers cheated on us that they promised they would build it and not, and we were stuck in the money from the loan because we have to get it out and we couldn't, and we have to pay the fine. And so I was really praying and praising that. I was singing. And that is a test of my faith, where what am I going to react do next? How am I going to react to this problem? Mm-hmm. And where I see that first there's peace. I've always felt that peace from the Lord, that no matter what happens to me, deep down inside of my heart, there's peace that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That these issues that you have, no matter how big or small, they're just temporary. And so how I felt that peace, and that's one of the blessings during the testing. And number two is my character. I would see people, and you would see that in movies, you have every right to react. You have every right to sue. You have every right to shout. You have every right to just punch the person.
Hmm.
Cheated in you. You could. And sometimes people see that as a weakness, like you just stand firm and you just be kind and you don't react that the world wants you to react. And you would see that, oh, wow, this character is really not coming from me internally on my own. This is coming from the Lord, that because of all the testings that he gave me, this is who I am now.
Yeah.
And so I thank the Lord in those things. I've always been grateful that the Lord has been very present in that time. And that's one of the good blessings that you would have.
Yeah. And it's interesting because that was one of the things I was going to mention about peace. So, you know, I'm always aware that testing can come from two sources. Yeah, it can be, you know, the Lord helping me be stronger and preparing me for what is ahead of me. But it can also be, you know, the enemy testing as well, you know, and just double checking us, you know, is that really what you should be doing? And discerning that was something I struggled with for a number of years. And I did an Alpha course probably about 8 or 9 years ago. And I remember Nicky Gumbel saying, you know, when you're at a point and you feel peace, then you know it's of God. And when I'm being tested, if I feel really uncomfortable, if I feel very uncertain, then I know that it's more likely that I'm being tested by the enemy. Where actually, if I'm being tested and it's really hard, but you know what? I don't know why, but I feel okay. And you know, then you're in God's hands, don't you? And that for me is something as well to share with people. And the other thing I always think is, you know, and I always say to people when they say, well, yeah, why do you think bad things always happen to you? You're supposed to be a Christian. Why is God not looking after you? And I say, well, every time I'm tested, I'm one giant leap closer to being with Jesus. And that to me, that's the thing I take, that grace and that mercy in, is that, you know, I know I'm not just a little step. Yeah, every time I'm getting a test, it's a giant leap forward, getting closer to Jesus. So, character. That's really important. But you're right about the character, definitely. Which leads me very nicely on to my next question then. Okay. Have you got something you'd like to share with the listener that perhaps is something significant, or it's perhaps something that's recent, where you've had to deal with something in a business way, in a business scenario, where you've had to deal with it differently, or you've had to question it because you're a Christian? Because that's what this podcast is about, you know, that balance between the two, isn't it? Is there anything you'd like to share that's significant or recent on that sense?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have a group, coaching group, that I attend to, where the coach is teaching us how to do the business. And that person is very famous. And what he is teaching us is to actually try to do I don't know if there's the right term, Reiki healing or Qigong. I think those are two things. Yeah. I've always believed what he said, 90%. But when he mentions that, it actually questions the 90% that he just told me about, because that's not what I've always put in my business, the core of my business, the value of my business. My business falls and stands only in the business biblical principles of what Jesus said, of what the Bible is telling us. If it goes against that, then let it fall.
Yeah.
So I was following that person really closely, and how I would run my business, and how I would prepare myself to the business, because he's always teaching about meditation and motivation. I believe in Christian meditation. The Bible says we need to meditate on the word, right? And then I'm really surprised that the churches don't really teach us that. We teach prayer, we teach worship and song, but meditation, it always sounds like it's a mystery. It's like some kind of voodoo.
Or yoga. Yeah. Oh, so I've got to go and do some yoga then, have I? Okay.
Exactly. But the Bible is very clear. We have to meditate. Even meditate on his word, meditate on Jesus, be still on our soul, right? That's what the Bible says. And so I was okay with doing those things, but when he said Reiki and try to connect with the energy, that's where it puts me off, and always question the things that he said. So that is something we Christians should always be aware of, is that once we try to follow someone who's not a Christian, you have to doubt what they say, and if what they say goes against what your belief in the Bible is, what the Bible teaches.
Yeah.
Because that is a slippery slope. I've seen a lot of people who are also Christians and in the coaching industry, just because they follow this great person who've, you know, done a lot of successes in his coaching career, they would follow blindly. They would not question what he says because he made the success. One person even said, you cannot argue with success, but you can. Yeah. You can only, you didn't argue is the word of the Lord.
Yeah. I think, you know, what you said there is really interesting. And, you know, I know lots of people listening to this will use the word compromise.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, Satan is very good at using that word to say, well, look, you know, this is only a little thing. You know, don't worry, it won't have too much of an impact. You know, for the success of that, you've got to compromise a little bit on this. And as you say, it's a very thin end of the wedge, isn't it? And and you're absolutely right. You know, we can stand on our own values, but the best values to stand on those are those that are in the Bible, aren't they? And that's where we should anchor that as well. Absolutely.
Just to add on to that, it's really interesting because if you try to listen closely to the most successful people and how they do their work and how they live their lives and how they practice, it's really interesting enough, those values are coming from the Bible. Mm. Persevere, work, don't give up, you know, treat your customers, love them. It's nothing new. You just have to read the word. And I'm really surprised. Have a vision for your business. That's nothing new. The Bible already says that.
Yeah.
If you read our Bibles really, really deeply and closely, you would see that these people just take all those information from the word.
That
gives me hope that I'm doing what I'm doing, as long as I stick to what the Lord says, is right.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question, and this is going to be perhaps a challenging question with this person that you talk about, because you know I've been in very, very similar situations, and I was very fortunate that when I became a business coach, I found a coach who coaches coaches, and I work very closely with him now because that's one of the things I do. But first things first, he explained to me that as a pastor of a Christian church, this is how I work as a coach. So he said, let's get some things straight. I'll tolerate none of this. We won't use any foul language. You know, and he set the boundaries very early. And I was like, oh, thank Jesus for this. You know, I've actually found someone who's going to help me in this new business. Yeah. Who is a Christian. He's guided me along. But even some of the things that Eric Donback is his name, sometimes I've had to be very selective of what I pick out of it. So the question I've got to ask you, with this person that you're mentioning, and obviously there's something that there is definitely, no, that's not for me, that doesn't fit with it doesn't fit with my Christian beliefs, it doesn't fit with what the Bible says. But do we sometimes feel that God is trying to say something through somebody else? Because not all the words of God come from the Bible or from Christians. Sometimes it could be somebody else that God is using to give us a message. And I suppose the question I'm asking is, you know, how do you pick out the bits that do fit with you and what the Bible's telling us? And how do you pick out what God's perhaps trying to tell us through somebody else? Because, you know, he can use anybody to talk to us, can't he?
That's true, definitely. I mean, that's also true in the Bible, right? How people, how even Christians were used to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, for example. Mm-hmm. That's also true. And that is something I've learned early on, was the harmonizing of the scripture. That's how you can test anyone. That's your litmus test. If someone gives you an advice about anything, about how you run your business, how you treat your wife, for example.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is always there to give that kind of little of a doubt. Is that really true? Is that something that I should really consider?
Yeah.
And always go back to the Word. What does the Word say about that? Can you find something that's similar, or is that completely against? Well, for example, if you compromise your taxes, and something, you can cheat on that. You can add these numbers. You know, and all those small things.
Yeah.
Oh, because how we do it in the business. I have a friend who's a business owner, and apparently that's how they do it in the business. Sometimes they make some approximation of the quantity. So they would sell, let's say, 400 pieces of wet wipes, but then just put it as 500, just because that's how the business runs. That's how the estimation. But if you count sometimes calculation really differently from the way you put it, there's a bit of cheating in there. Sometimes it's very light. And so he has to quit his job just because it's not the right way the Lord tells you to do. Because the Bible says you have to be honest in your scales when you try to sell something. And that's where I always have that thought where when my coach said something and say, oh, you got to do Reiki and feel the energy, that's where I stop. This is not what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And that's also true for any advice that comes into you, because you have to put that against the word. And then, of course, you also have to have a group of people. I always preach that you need to have a small group of people, a band of brothers, as you may call, that you trust, that also follows the word of God as closely as you are. So that when these things comes, and when sometimes you couldn't find it, you have a band of brothers, at least for me, to my wives, to study it together. Because the intent is to learn more together about the word.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. And I know the industry that I was in with my main business was a construction industry, and yeah, that is a difficult industry to be a Christian. I know there are others out there as well, but you know, certainly my experience was it was a very, very difficult industry. But having somebody that I could go to say, what do you think about this? Because taking it to the Lord in prayer, it is essential. Taking it to the scriptures, essential. But sometimes you also, you know, and the Bible tells us, doesn't it? You know, put it before the elders. And sometimes you need people who you can just say,
exactly. Oh,
what do you think about this? Because it's nice to have that physical confirmation as well, doesn't it? And, you know, I've been very fortunate on some occasions where, you know, we've prayed about it and, you know, somebody's received a word and said, yeah, I believe this is what God's telling me that I should be advising you on in this. But I've also been very alone and, you know, I've not been able to discern what God's trying to tell me. I've not found what I needed to in scripture. And I've looked around me and there's been nobody. And I think it's really important that we do surround ourselves with those trusted brothers and sisters as well. I think that's really, really important. Yeah. So you've given us a great tip there. So I feel slightly guilty now because I'm going to ask you to share something, a tip or a lesson about handling business as a Christian. So you've given us an insight there into something that you've tackled and dealt with. But today, if there was anything else that you'd like to share with people that perhaps they can take away, and we talked about this before the recording, we don't know what situation somebody's in that's listening to this, but you know, we just pray that God is giving us something of encouragement that we can say to people. What would you like to share today, Paul?
I have three things. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, we like abundance.
Yeah, exactly. I want to give value to the people listening right now.
Absolutely.
One of the things that you need to give and to really stand out as a Christian in the business world that I've learned and continue to learning is that you have to persevere. And that's in the verse of Hebrews 12, verse 1, right? Perseverance, run with perseverance, the race marked out for us.
Yep.
We need to give our best, to go all in. That's what they say. We need to show that the world, that the Christian business is a high-class standard business. It's not the one that is mediocre. It's not the one that is just doing well, doing something on the side. It's something that people can look up to and say that this is a world class. This is a really good standard. This is high quality. People here have good customer service, because the way you do your business is how you would, as people will praise God because of your business. And you could just run and see what's so special about this business. And it's in, and then in the inner, if they look into it, it's because of the inner circle. People will always see the leader behind every business, and they will see the story. And if they see you in your character and your love and how you live your life, they will be start praising God. There's also a verse that says that. But all comes first with that world-class standard that you have. They will not care about you. They will not care about your beliefs if you were nothing, if you're not famous or not good. That's number one. That I'm also learning, so this is something also for me.
Yeah, sure.
And number two is to be skilled, to always be good at your work, sometimes do something unique, something that stands out, something that in the business that you have this unique value proposition. Always need to think about that, because the Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, someone who's skilled at work will stand before kings. They will not stand before obscure people. And doing something unique, something that you can stand out for, basically makes you stand out.
Yes.
Right? So you need to have that unique proposition, something that people remember you, that your brand is something special, not just anyone else, because that's how you would also be able to have the voice to share that your secret is Jesus. I'm saying this because this is how I would like to see myself in the future, to have that platform.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. And I would always share Jesus. And finally, the most important one is the purpose. When I became a marriage coach, it is not that because I'm passionate about it, well, I am. It's not because I have a lot of things to share, because my mess in my marriage is something I turn into my message. Yeah. But it's a calling. It's a calling from the Lord, right? Proverbs 16 verse 9 says that, did I get that correctly? The Lord, the man plans his steps, but the Lord guides his path. So it's always the Lord who would bring you somewhere, whatever you do. So you always need to trust the Lord with the purpose that he lays out for you. And that's where a lot of coaches are saying, you need to make a decision. You need to know what you want. But as a Christian, it's not about what we want. It's about what the Lord wants for you. What does he want you to do? And that is more powerful, more important, because you know that your creator is supporting, because that's this path that he sets out for you. Yeah. And you don't have to go through it alone. You don't have to feel that this is the journey by yourself. And that's how sometimes I find comfort in the testings that I have, where sometimes I feel, how come I don't have any clients yet? How come I don't have any response from what I'm doing? And I always put that to the Lord and say, Lord, you put me in this path. I'm going to give my best. And like you said, we leave the results to the Lord.
Yeah. I want to pick up on two things you said there, Paul, if it's okay, in just the last couple of minutes. I think skill is very important. And for anybody listening to this, never underestimate the business skills that you will learn and that you can sharpen and hone, that then are skills that God can use outside of business. Yeah, I've done so much with my church. I've done so much with my community in serving God by using the skills that I've learned from going on webinars and seminars and courses and things like that. So, they all transfer, don't they? So I think that's absolutely important. And the final thing you said there about purpose, that was a little bit of an interesting one for me, because, as a coach, I also encourage people to define what their goals are and what their purpose is. And I think that was a reality check for me, that I need to, particularly with some clients I can think of, get them to put the Lord more at the front of that one page strategic plan and say, where is it taking you to? I think we do have to look at that and see how God puts that in front of us, definitely. So I've learned something from that, Paul. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you so much. I've learned something myself here as well.
So from an encouragement point of view, and hopefully those last few words from me encourage a few of you to hone those skills and look at your purpose as in God's purpose. Is there any other words of encouragement that you would like to share with the listeners before I ask you to close in a prayer?
This is what I'm learning, and I'm still learning to at the moment, is to always give your all. You cannot dabble. You cannot do something and don't commit to it fully. And that is something where sometimes failures happen in my life and even in my business, that once you've known what the Lord wants, go all in. Try to give every success, every ounce of strength that you have into that path, throw yourself into the process. Cancel all those things that are not going into that purpose, you know, even, you know, cancel people, friends that you don't really benefit you, they don't support you in the path that you've been given. And make new friends that are also going to be in that path so that you will get encouragement and you will also have that energy to continue. And this is something I've learned recently, I've learned in the past and been reminded. And people sometimes think there's a magic formula to be successful. There's always, you know, this one thing, slick thing that you did, and then suddenly you're going to get successful overnight.
Yep.
But that's, we all know that those people who are in the business, that's not true. It's really hard work, and it's really putting in the effort and and all your energy and love to what you're doing that will put you in there.
It's interesting you say that, because I've got a few friends that and people I've known in the past that have been celebrities, and they always get very frustrated when they get called an overnight sensation. And people say, "Oh, you were so lucky, you were found on it." And they say, "Yeah, but what about the 10 years that I did working the clubs and the 10 years I did of doing all the hard work, isn't it?" You know, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you for sharing that. So you've given us so many insights, so many things that to take away from today. And certainly I've got quite a big one. I'm going to go now and rejig my one-page strategic planning sessions with my clients now. But thank you so much. Would you like to close this podcast with a prayer?
Definitely. So let's all bow down our heads, close our eyes, and let's just pause a moment to just really feel the presence of Jesus in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for being out there and showing us how it meant to live our lives here in this world and how to show our skills. And you've always told us that we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, because we were meant to be an example for people. We were meant to be the person that people can look up to as we point them to you. And help, Lord God, the people listening right now, every business owner, to have that passion that they want to be the best business owners that they are, coaches that they are, or athletes or employees they are, wherever they are, because they have you. They have the ultimate source of strength. They have the ultimate mentor. They have the ultimate savior, that they don't have to be in the sidelines. They don't have to be tossed around, because they can always shine. That's why we are called the light of the world, that you've given us. You've given us this identity. And so I pray, Father, for people listening, that they will have this passion again. They will rekindle their love for what you've called them. And if they've been confused and lost, may you find and visit them where they are and show them what their purposes are, that they would love it, they would own it, they would work hard on it. And I pray that may you bless Simon and his business coaching, that may he continue to reach more people, the businesses, and he would change businesses' lives and business owners' lives, where they would just commit back to you. And if there are some things that are not in line with what you've taught them to do, may you correct them, and may Simon be a source of correction, a source of inspiration, a source of encouragement to people. And so, Lord, as we end this call, may you touch the people who are listening. Be the one that give us the power to reach out to more people than we ever thought we could have. And that the people listening will really be blessed. And they may forget about names. They may forget about this podcast. But at least they would remember the message that you who put the passion in our lives. It's you who told us not to be ashamed of who we are, Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to finish off on just one thing that's just come to me as you were praying. You mentioned all in. You know, as we record this podcast, we're just coming out of Easter. I think if we ever need to look at an example of putting all in to our task ahead and our journey ahead, I think the Jesus sacrifice on the cross and the disciples, you've only got to read the Acts of the Apostles and read the New Testament to see what it means to be all in. And I think that's a great final thing to finish on. So thank you so much, Paul. It's been an absolute pleasure and a blessing. God bless.
Thank you, Simon. It's also an honor for me to be here, and I'm also being blessed as well, just being having this interview. So thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business as a Christian podcast. Please subscribe so you don't miss upcoming episodes, and be sure to leave us a review. Thanks for listening.